USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. In a historic vote for Speaker of the House that went into the wee hours of Saturday, the House of Representatives finally elects a new Speaker, California Republican Kevin McCarthy.
I hope one thing is clear after this week. I never give up.
McCarthy claiming victory after the longest House Speaker election since 1859. It delayed the House from swearing in all members. President Biden is congratulating McCarthy, releasing a statement this morning calling for bipartisanship in the new Congress. New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries becomes the first black lawmaker to lead a party in Congress after all 212 Democrats unanimously voted for him in the final tally for House Speaker. He'll lead the House Democratic minority over the next 2 years. Ahead of his first trip to the U.S. southern border as Commander-in-Chief, President Biden announces the U.S. will accept 30,000 people per month from four nations for 2 years and offer the ability to work legally.
I will visit the border myself this Sunday in El Paso.
From there, Biden will travel on to Mexico City to meet with North American leaders on Monday and Tuesday. Border crossings by migrants from Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Haiti have risen most sharply, with no easy way to quickly return them to their home countries. Even with the current Title 42 health law restrictions in place, the president has seen the number of migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border rise dramatically during his 2 years in office. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Bump stocks, which can be added to semi-automatic weapons in order to increase their rate of fire, are no longer banned after a federal appeals court strikes down the rule put into place by the Trump administration. It came in the wake of the October 2017 shooting in Las Vegas, where the shooter used weapons with bump stocks in the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A military aid package totaling more than $3 billion is headed to Ukraine. The Biden administration announcing the latest round of assistance to Ukraine on Friday. It includes dozens of fighting vehicles and armed personnel carriers. The White House press secretary says the war in Ukraine is at a critical point as Russia continues its invasion. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky thanked President Biden for the new weaponry and says the two countries are approaching a common victory. An investment bank estimates that the Southwest Airlines fiasco over the holidays canceling thousands of flights might cost the company a whopping $800 million. That price tag comes from the loss of revenue and reimbursing customers, but does not include the potential lawsuits against the airline. Well, some of us have seen the movie, but the TSA is reminding passengers that snakes don't belong on planes.
Workers at the Tampa International Airport recently discovered a four-foot-long boa constrictor jammed inside one passenger's luggage. It was found next to a pair of shoes, a belt, and a laptop when the bag went through the machine. Airport officials want to remind folks to never put pets inside luggage. It's up to the airline to decide which pets are allowed on board. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Another round of severe weather hitting Northern California. Powerful systems have knocked out power to thousands, battered the coastline, flooded streets, and toppled trees, causing at least six deaths. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.